The chance of the ground shaking more violently in an earthquake is much higher than previously thought for large parts of the country. A major project from GNS Science looked at how different parts of the country might behave in the event of a large magnitude quake and found some alarming results. With us now, Dr. Matt Gerstenberger, who was the project lead. Kia ora.
Good morning.
Just talk us through what you found.
So this is a model that we brought together 50 scientists from across New Zealand and around the world to look at a range of possible earthquakes that can happen across the country and look at the shaking that can occur in those earthquakes. And we put that all together and we get estimates of the shaking for on the order of the next century.
So what are some of the areas where the shaking has increased?
Kind of on average across the country, it's increasing on the order of 50%. There's not an exact number for that, so there's a range around that from no change to slightly more than doubling. But in general, we know that earthquakes happen all across the country, and the kind of the expected shaking has increased in most locations.
In some areas, it's a trebling, isn't it?
In very specific details, so it's not city by city. Number that really relates to the specific, say, soil conditions at a location where the soil can really impact the shaking.
So which are the ones that really, or where are the areas that really stand out for you that the shaking will be three times as much as was previously thought?
There's not one specific location because that will really depend on the details at any specific site. So just in general, there's very few sites that the increase is that large. In most places, it's on the order of 50%. And like I said, there's a few sites that there's no change and a few that have more, but those are not common sites.
Are they all clustered in one area of the country?
No. We know earthquakes can happen anywhere, and the shaking is distributed across the country. The largest shaking is kind of where we've always known, and that's along the plate boundary. So we have the Hickorangi subduction zone through the Alpine Fault and to the Pusir subduction zone, where the Hickorangi is the fault that goes underneath, say, the east coast of the North Island, and that's where we expect the greatest shaking to occur from earthquakes.
Mm. And this trebling, is that all in a particular geographical area of the country?
No. And that, like I said, that's in very few locations, and that really depends on very specific details of the soils there.
Okay. This is shaking sort of effectively within the ground. So how does this translate to what we would feel?
So that I guess that's very related to what we feel. What buildings will experience is something different, and that's where, say, the likes of MB and others come in. We just give the information about the shaking, and then there's other agencies and other institutes that will take that shaking information and translate that into what it means for kind of people on the surface of the earth.
So a doubling or a trebling of the hazard of the shaking, that doesn't necessarily translate into a significantly worse outcome?
That's correct. There's many other factors that come into what happens to any particular building or other thing on the surface of the earth that isn't part of the seismic hazard model. There's lots of other considerations that have to happen for that.
So what will we be able to use this information for? How will it sort of practically be helpful?
So it gives us the best scientific information that we have to understand the shaking that may occur in the next century. So that allows us for planning in many different arenas so that we can be, I guess, as best protected as we can be for earthquakes that will happen over the next decades.
And this kind of information would impact presumably through things like the building code. Would that have to be updated or changed at all as a result of what you've discovered, do you think?
Yeah, so there's a number of agencies. AMB is one that is looking at that, so they need to understand the seismic hazard model and make decisions about how that fits into the building code framework.
Because presumably there are some structures that would be better placed to handle two or three times the amount of shaking that perhaps they were built envisaging.
Yeah, that's a question that's just outside of my area, so I can't answer that. So that's really something for MB to discuss.
Northland, I think, was an area where the shaking hazard is estimated at twice the previous known level. That might come as a surprise to some people, because a lot of people talk about Northland kind of being the one area of the country that doesn't really get earthquakes.
That really gets at, you can't look at the increase on its own. You need to look at what the actual shaking levels are. And Northland still remains very, very low shaking level, so very low hazard compared to the rest of the country. So it has gone up, but it's still it's a very small number. That's a reminder that we know earthquakes can happen anywhere in the country. So wherever we are, we need to be prepared for that.
But the area of the country remaining at the highest risk is still that kind of lower North Island, Upper South Island?
Yeah, the area is closer to, say, the Hickory subduction zone, along where you've described and through the Alpine faults.